If you begin thinking about highly processed foods in a similar way to drugs, you'll be doing yourself a favor because you're going to reframe something in a more accurate light. Let me explain to you what I mean here. The foods we eat today obviously bear very little resemblance to the foods that we ate for millions of years. As we increased our ability to manipulate foods, what ended up happening is food companies that produce this food, they began to make it more palatable. All right, and so they appealed to our natural desire for certain things, specifically salt, fats, and sugars. These are the big three things that the food producers manipulate in order to make their foods hyper palatable. And so what this does is it creates a product that is much more likely to become addictive. Okay? Literally, that's what they're looking to do. They're engineering products based on sugar, fats, and salt to become hyper palatable so that we crave them and so that we become addicted to them. Now, how does this work? It works on a few different levels. Okay, now we talk a lot about mindset and associations and emotions, but not only are these foods appealing to us physically, in an evolutionary way, right? They're literally appealing to the things that we find most palatable, and they're increasing those factors. But what also happens is, as it creates a sense of pleasure within us, a sense of happiness, it allows us to release, or at least forget about for a short period of time, any negative emotions. So what we're talking about is something that acts just like a lot of the hardcore illegal drugs. Right? It acts like cocaine. Okay, very quickly affects our system, and it changes our mood, it changes our focus, right? And it creates something that we want more of in the future. So again, I'm not being over dramatic here when I say this. We need to think of certain foods like this. And we can't just accept that, well, I like those foods. Right? Because people wouldn't do that with drugs. You know, if you did drugs, certain drugs you would probably like, right? If you didn't have all the negative stuff about them, you'd probably like certain drugs. They'd make you feel good for a period of time. But you don't do them, right? The reason most people don't do them is because of the ultimate negative consequences, okay? Well, we need to think about food in the same way. We need to see it, again, I'm talking about highly processed foods here. We need to see it in the same light, that it is someone, a corporation or entity, intentionally creating something to get us addicted to it that does not support us. Okay, and again, it happens at two levels, physiologically through our taste buds and this desire and this craving, and emotionally, it creates this momentary sense of pleasure. So how do we deal with it? The first step is reframing how we see it. Again, literally looking at it as a drug, looking at it as something that has been manufactured and created, not even looking at it as food. Okay, and we begin to recognize how it works and the effects of it. A great book to read on this, I'll get into much more detail, is The End of Overeating. Okay, and you can get that and skim through it. Very easy read, and it's just enlightening to look behind the curtain and see how these foods are being manipulated. It's very much just like cigarettes were at one point. They added stuff to them that helped it go into your bloodstream, hit your bloodstream quicker. Okay, it's literally, they use freebase technology, like freebase crack cocaine. It hits your system quicker, and that increases the addictive properties of it. So there are people out there looking to do this to us. So we need to approach them in the appropriate way, which is looking at them almost as if they were an enemy, because they are. They don't care about you, your health, your family. They only care about selling more of their products. So we need to see it in this way. And I hope you don't take me for being too dramatic. I look at foods this way, and yet I still eat them sometimes. It's not a matter of you can never eat them again. It's if you're feeling out of control with certain processed, highly processed foods, this is one more way that you can use to get past them, right? To overcome them, let those cravings go. So we understand the physiology part of it. We understand that they're manipulated so that they become hyper palatable to us, and we think about them and crave them. The easiest way to deal with that is purely to separate yourself from it. The longer you get away from those foods, the less palatable they become, the less you remember them. Okay, remember, your palate is relative. If you're eating all highly processed foods, you become used to that and that becomes what you crave. When you move away from those types of foods, after a short period of time, you recalibrate and you begin to crave and desire other types of foods. Okay, I can tell you, this happened to me with salt specifically. I use less and less salt in my food, and now I don't like a lot of salt in my food where I used to. Okay, and so again, our cravings change. Remember that. So even if it's a little difficult initially, know in the back of your mind that your cravings are going to recalibrate. Now the other side is the emotions, and this again is just as important as the actual physical palatableness of the food. With the emotions, we want to get a little bit of distance on this and begin to recognize the habitual times when we're eating those foods, right? So if you find it after you're home from work because you're tired, or when you're at work because you're stressed, whatever the emotion is that leads you to that, we want to begin to come up with some other ways to deal with it. And this is the challenge, right? It is a challenge, but you need to approach this challenge as if it were like a drug addiction. You need to have that intention and that focus and that motivation to move through it because it's so bad for you in your life. Okay, again, I want you to, even as a thought experiment, reframe these processed foods and think about them in the same way you think about hardcore illegal drugs. Okay, because chances are most likely you have a lot of negative associations and strong feelings about it that push it away from you. And so you want to kind of play around with your mind to see what would it be like if I thought about food that way. It's not hard to do because it's very true. Right? You're not tricking yourself. You're not lying to yourself by saying that foods are very much like hardcore drugs. They are. They are very much engineered and created to be hyper addictive. All right? And we know that they're harmful. So again, in that sense, they're very much like that. So when it comes to the emotions, we want to recognize the patterns. Right? We've had a few times we've talked about this. You want to recognize your emotional patterns that go along with the overeating these foods. And you want to begin asking yourself a question, what is something better that I can do in these situations? Knowing that I get stressed, knowing that I get tired, I get overwhelmed. When I get into these places, you want to do this in a neutral state. When I get into these places, overwhelmed, stressed, what else can I do? Other than just having food to take my mind off it or relax me, what are some other things I can do to make myself feel better that are also better for me? Okay, and so in this way, we start to create new solutions, all right? So again, we want to move away from these foods that's going to take care of the physiological cravings, a lot of it. Okay, remember, you're going to recalibrate. You want to understand the emotional connections in the ways that you're using food to deal with your emotions and come up with better solutions for it. Again, doing it in a neutral place. Genuinely think to yourself, what are some other things I can do when I get into these negative emotional states that'll make me feel better, okay? And finally, we wanna reframe the way that we're seeing these foods, okay? Because if you're looking at them as food, if you're calling them food, in your mind you get it muddled up with nutrition, I need to eat. But if you start looking at these highly processed foods as almost not even foods, but almost more akin to drugs, then it's going to be one more thing that's going to help you. Okay, and if you combine all three of these things, it's a very powerful way to move yourself past these highly, highly processed and damaging and unhealthy foods. Okay, and again, remember finally that it's not an all or nothing thing. Okay, you can eat these processed foods occasionally. That's not a problem. It's when it becomes all the time, when it becomes every day that you're eating all these chemicals, all these preservatives, all these high fat, high salt, high sugar foods, okay? And so it's the amount of time, it's the number, the frequency you're doing it, right? And so we want to lower that frequency by using some of the things that I mentioned today, okay? So do that because it'll make one of the best decisions you ever made. Remember, one of the things that's happened in our culture is our idea, our definitions of what's normal, right? What's a normal diet, what's normal nutrition, what's normal to eat has been way skewed, right? So that people will eat purely a processed diet throughout the day, purely heavily processed foods throughout the day, every day. We can't do that. That's completely unnatural and it's completely unhealthy. Okay, so we need to change that. And you can do it by using some of the things we talked about today. Okay, so think about this, focus on this for the next week, and I'll talk to you next week.